This is going out to everybody from the 90s. And even if you're not from the 90s, anybody that appreciates the mark that the 90s left. In my opinion, the greatest era for hip-hop. It's like being a teenager during the great jazz era. So you can imagine what it means to me. Let's go.
It's like those days are still so fresh on my mind. Seems like yesterday when I started writing my rhyme.
You're tuned into the debut album, 1990 Now, from self-titled and Buck Wild on No Sleep Recordings. In stores October 26th. Be the same, I can picture it but never explain. Memory stain every inch of my brain and pump through my veins. Grand Pooba had the Tommy Hill locked down and had that cool water smell. Back then, not now. Backpacks and starter caps, outfits didn't match. Which reminds me that the 90s was the aftermath of crack. Girls had their name on their necklace, a gold cross. Overalls folded at the ankles with stone walls. RZA rocking autumn beats, Sega with the altered beast. Was it safe to walk the streets with Jordan sneakers on your feet? Rappers had you thinking white girls had no butt, and white boys either rocked the mullet or bowl cut. I'd give a motherfucking $1 million to go back to show with the soul clap. K Solo can't hold back. Magic admitted he had it, but he ain't an addict, a faggot. If you need him, I got crazy prophylactics. The debut album, 1990 Now, from self-titled and Buck Wild on No Sleep Recording. In stores October 26th, bitch. Franklin's face was small. Too many Florida felons that came that three strikes law. The Benz had the round lights. Lexus was the new whip. Cruiser rolling deep and Jeep smoking on that tie stick. Chocolate, lamb spread before they perfected hydro. $5 bag gets you that skunk or that Cambo. Kids bought CDs from Biohazard and Anthrax. Supersized fast food, what the fuck was a trans fat? Pam Anderson, Anna Nicole, Carmen Electra. I miss my people going off. I miss the G-Funk era. Early to mid 90s was the greatest of all time. Pac, Biggie, Big L, Eazy-E, and Pun were all alive. It was either Flavor or PHAT. Arsenio, the Wayans, and Martin Lawrence was on TV. These are oldies but goodies, different to OGs and rookies. Shit was good when Billy Clinton was getting Lewinsky
like
pussy.
Those days are still so fresh on my mind. Seems like yesterday.
You're witnessing a DITC AOTP DGZ movie. Self-titled and Buck Wild, 1990 Now, the debut official album on No Sleep Recordings. In stores and online October 26th. Sinister, take us out of here.
Our destiny's so way back then.
I remember way back in the days on my back.
Thinking way back about the good old days.
Way back in the days.